Good evening. Now, I just want to give you a quick sort of resume and an overview of how I approach Bordeaux. And this is literally me for my cellar, for my drinking. I'm not trying to impress anyone. I'm just trying to drink a really good, fairly broad range of Bordeaux from right bank, left bank, and others over the course of the year so that they're seasonally enjoyable, because there are certain times in the year when I open a Bordeaux and it just wasn't the wine I wanted for that time. Some of the Bordeaux are much more earthy than others and they want like a really crisp winter's evening or a really muddy puddle afternoon in March or something like that when you're feeling really, really in need of a hearty steak and kidney pudding or some mushroom risotto or something. So the earthiest that I've got at the moment is what I'd call an easy drinking wine, but it's the Chateau Gigolle, which came to me at around about £11 but retails for £20 a bottle. It's a 2019. It's absolutely excellent. It's 100% Merlot. But it's the reason why it's so wonderful is it's a wine you can drink straight away, but you do have to be in the mood for it. But it will sell us, so it'll just go on getting better. Now, some Bordeaux, they cellar in such a way that every time you open them, say you open them a year apart, every time they will have matured in the bottle, so it won't be recognizable as the wine you drank the year before. So if you get to a point where you really, really love it, like just say after 3 years, it tastes like really ripe red cherry, and it's a really red Merlot, like a really light red Merlot. If you like it, drink two or three that year because it won't stay like that. It will just continue to mature and it will become darker and darker, darker red, purple, and into black. And there will come a point where you think, oh, it's not at its best anymore, and you've probably still got six bottles. So, it's a total learning curve, and you've got to be prepared to make some real mistakes. But the best way to fob off your mistakes is simply to put four or six that are left into a nice wooden case or something you've got, and then just swap them with a friend who doesn't know much about Bordeaux. It's always a great way to, get around it. I mean, someone else will take your cast-offs. You can always send them to your local town auction, in fact, if you just think they've gone past their best. That doesn't mean they're not drinkable. It's all down to your palate and what you're looking for from a wine. So the bottom end of the Bordeaux drinking for me these days would be something like the Dürfer Good Ordinary Claret, which you can purchase at Berry Brothers and Rudd. And it's just meant to be a drink me now Bordeaux. It's not meant to be special. It's not meant to sit in your cellar for a long time. Is designed for the drink me right away market. You don't even need to decant it. You can just open a bottle, divide it between five people, and go. And there's always a time and place, like most of the time and most of the place, for a wine like that, but you're not going to get, a mesmeric, incredible experience out of it. It's a good glugging wine. It's a wine that's going to go well with your dinner. So, to be absolutely honest, I'm more likely to buy Rhone for a drink me now wine, and I tend to go a bit more up market with the Bordeaux and just buy things that might be okay now, but probably be better in 2 to 3 years' time, and they've probably got a drinking window of between 6 and 18 years, during which time they may or may not mature. It does depend very much on the quality of the wine, the quality of the vintage, and what the vineyard is trying to achieve. So, Good Ordinary Claret from Berry Brothers, that's just a simple wine. I mean, Waitrose do one which is a Merlot, and it's just a negotiant one, and it retails for, I don't know, 9, 10, £11 a bottle, and it's not a very good wine, but it's a perfectly drinkable wine. Well, if you want a French, it will do. It's just not one that you're going to impress anyone with. You're not going to keep it hanging around. But if you need a few bottles, you know, just for that moment when you suddenly want some red wine, it will do. So will the good ordinary Clouet. It's okay. So next up, I buy 12 St. Colombe from Castellon. Now, these can be sourced through Lafeway's, but you do have to ask them specially because there's a very limited supply. And I don't want you getting your hands on too much of it, else I won't get my hands on too much of it, you know. But it was retailing until this year for £10 a bottle, but now it's about £12.50, but it's still well worth the money. It's, you know, I'd have to pay at least £16 at least to get a comparable result from just say Waitrose, you know, and the fact of the matter is it wouldn't be as good. Now, what I love about this wine is two things. The first is you can open it and start drinking it immediately. It doesn't need decanting, it doesn't need cellaring, it's just ready to go. So I buy 12 of those, and they don't usually last me all year. But what I've really noticed with, well, I've noticed it with every vintage, but particularly the 20 and 21, which I've just opened this week, they are wildly different. So the 20 was a very, very heavy bodied, very dark licorice, forest, mushroom, tobacco, 14.5% monster. And it was quite earthy, but that's gone off a bit now. That's okay. It's really mellowing into itself, but it is a beast at 14.5%. But the next vintage couldn't have been more different. It's more red currant, red cherry, light plum, and it's much lighter bodied, and it's 13.5%. So if you can see the two very, very contrasting styles coming out of basically the same label, but one vintage apart, that tells you everything about Bordeaux. You know, even with the same team and the same winemaking, the two vintages are so, so different that you wouldn't know it was the same wine from the same vintage. And so what I've done, and I found it's amazing, is I've equally combined the two. So in my glass I have an equal blend of the 20 and the 21. And by doing that, I've created what, for me, to my personal taste, is the most perfect, easy-drinking Bordeaux I've ever, ever had. And with that level of incredible winemaking, I'm not going to be looking elsewhere. So that's why I buy 12 of them. And what I will try and do for the next two vintages that I get, so that'll be the 22 and the 23, I'll try to keep 6 aside so that I can try the same blend again. Now, it might not work again, it may never work again, it may just be those two vintages that worked. You know, you don't know what you're going to get, but what you do know is it's going to be high quality and it's going to be delicious. So that was a good trick I found for myself, and again, I don't recommend it, I don't advise it, it's just what I do when I want to really up my game for a basic table Bordeaux. So then I've got the Gigot, which is a £20 bottle, and I'm finding that it's just a little bit too earthy for my taste at the moment, but around about Christmas it's going to be absolutely amazing with a big Stilton and some very dark Christmas cake. That is the kind of nourishment you need with a wine like that, because, you know, it's a hefty wine. And I think it's going to mellow out, sorry, over time in the bottle and be more of a sort of bramble and cherry. But I can't know for sure. I've had a 15 of it and this is a 19. And, you know, again, it was quite different. But we're talking the same vineyard, the same grapes, the same level of expertise, everything. But every vintage is different. So, you know, you just have to see what you get and make sure you've got a few friends that you can pass bottles on to as a much revered present, but it might not be the vintage that you really like, but they don't know that, you know. So the next up from that, I would say is, I've got a Piscine Centimillion. And when I say I've got it, I mean that I bought 12 of them. So I've probably got about 5 left. Now that wine, more than any other, has changed unbelievably every single year that I open it. It's not recognisable as the same wine. So it's going to be very interesting. And if possible, I'll try to only open the last 5 every 2 years, just to see how it develops in the bottle. But at the same time, if I can possibly get some more of that one, although it'd be a much later vintage, probably 20, 21, 22, if I can get more of that from that Chateau, that's a definite. I loved it. I thought it was very, very good. It was mainly Merlot, but I think there was some Cabernet Franc in that one. So your 4 big grapes are Merlot on the right bank, Cabernet Sauvignon on the left bank, and then there will be varying amounts of Cabernet Franc, which I think goes really well. Malbec, which really beefs up the blend altogether. And sometimes you can get Petit Verdot. And there are other grapes allowed, but they're planted in minuscule quantities around Bordeaux. So that's red Bordeaux, of course. So what else have I got? I've got a 4th off the back of a lorry wine from Chateau Montrose. It's a bit hush-hush, and it's a left bank, and it's a mighty, mighty vineyard and a mighty vintage. It's a 2017, and at this moment in time, it's going nowhere. I've tried 2 of them, and it's way too early. They need at least another 12 years in the bottle. This is a 50-year-plus Chateau, you know, even with their 4th wines, which are just wines you get in glut years. Wow, you know, it's all violets and soft tire and billiard cue and almost like sandpaper married with spicy pepper and licorice. You know, there's a ton going on in the bottle. I haven't even ever done a review of it. There's too much going on in the bottle, and it's too early stages for it to really mean anything, because every single flavour you can taste individually, and it's way, way too tannic to be enjoyable. But you know that it's a mega wine, and it's going to mellow out, but it's going to take a very long time, that one. So what else do I have? I've got recently came in Chateau d'Alem 2020. Now again, totally contrasting vintage to the 2017, which I opened at 5 years and was rather early. Could have done with another 3 to 7 years in the bottle. There's still the tannins just haven't mellowed out, and it's not a great balance, but you know it's going to be a fantastic wine one day. Only I drank it. So I've got 2020, and that's turned out to be a Drink Me Now vintage, which happens, you know. You can get 3 or 4 Drink Me Now vintages, and then you get a mighty tannic one, which is the ones that you lay down. But you're never going to know what they are. So it's really good to find a favourite Chateau like this. Just keep buying the wines year after year after year. And again, you can, you know, always give them away if they're not quite to your taste. But it is fantastic how different they will be from one year to another. But they're going to be way above the quality of what you're just going to buy off the shelf in a British supermarket. Okay. So my other main capture is Leifweit's La Clairière, Chateau La Clairière. And I'm a confrère on that one. So I'm a shareholder in the vineyard. They have taken on more vines, so there are, I think there is options for new confreres. So if you're interested, have a look at Leifweit's, or just contact me and I'll put you forwards there. When I became a confrere, it was an extremely rare opportunity, and I grabbed it with both hands and was pleased to bits, and I'm still pleased to bits indeed. You can go out and visit the chateau. There are really, really lovely bedrooms, and you can go at various times in the year and be part of the vintage if you want to. So it really is a hands-on sort of experience, and it's a very, very beautiful part of the world in Castillon, which is next door to Saint-Emilion on the Dordogne. I mean, this is really, really great to get involved firsthand with the vineyards and to have, you know, the literal grapes in your hands. It's a very, very remarkable experience. So I try and get six of those. That's the Grand Vin every vintage. And very occasionally I have to miss a vintage because of one thing or another. But at the moment, the 17 and 18 are drinking, you know, really, really beautifully. They're a little bit tannic, and there's quite a high level of licorice about them, but they are beautiful table wines now. The 15 is still way too tannic. It was the most tannic year in Bordeaux for a very long time. And so I will try one next year. That's been 9 years, but I really think this is 12 year plus wine. You know, I could be wrong, but that's how it tasted when it came to me. So the next up are the 19 and 20. Now the 19 was another very tannic year, not as big as the 15, but it certainly doesn't really want drinking too early. So I'll probably try one of those with a 20 later this year and just do a really good Tuo tasting. And that will give me a good idea as to how much longer the 19 wants in the bottle. But the 20, rather like the Chateau d'Alem, is drink me now. So that could be very much across the whole of Bordeaux, you know. And that's why it would be really good if I could get a 20 Gigot. But I don't think I'm going to now. I think the next years I'm going to get, if I order them next spring, will probably be the 21s. So just depends how long they leave the wine in the barrel, really. And generally, the longer in the barrel, the better quality of wine. It's up to you whether you really go for the new oak legend, you know, like the wine that I opened last week. It said 14% new oak. I mean, you know, really. But a lot of wines are 20% or 50%, and only the top wines are 100% new oak. I couldn't honestly say at this stage in my wine enjoyment, you know, whether I could tell how much new oak a wine has got in it. And again, it will alter over time because the tannic levels will blend. So you can see I have quite a high enthusiasm for Bordeaux. I do also own six Alter Ego, which is Chateau Palmer of Margaux. That's their second wine. But they're very, very special for me and very top end of my wine cellar. So I actually keep those in storage at Leif Waite's professional facility for the time being. That's 2020. So again, that could be a year that's much more drink me now. But, you know, with a high end chateau like this, I would imagine there's plenty of years in the bottle for that one. So time will tell. And then, you know, you can see I'm buying 6s and 12s regularly of my favourite chateaus. But I also have a bit of an eye to collecting as well. So I have bought quite a number of old vintages on a French auction. And that's very fascinating because I now have some 1999s and even going into the 1980s. And I have a 2015, just one, Chateau d'Angelus, or, well, you know, the one in Saint-Emilion. Their wine, again, a second wine, I think it's called Carillon. And some of these bottles cost me, you know, ridiculous amounts of money, but I just did it for the sheer fun of it because it is a fantastic thing when you're feeling a bit despondent of a winter's evening to know that you've got some fantastic gems in your wine cellar, if nothing else, you know. So I've always got an eye to collecting a fine wine, but ideally, you want to have at least two, and better still, three of any bottle you buy, because you want to try one, and then you want two so that you will have so many years between the two, and see how that went. You know, you don't really want a load of random one-off Bordeaux. It's the one part of the world where I do really want to collect a case full at a time. So, you know, you can source Bordeaux from anywhere, but your top places are Leif Waits, Berry Brothers, and Wine Society. Or if you can find wines on auction, that's good as well. But I wouldn't really be looking at British supermarkets. You know, I might take a trip to France and buy some and bring them back, but I probably won't get anything of high quality. You know, I'm better off being in Britain and buying. So enjoy Bordeaux and see it as a life passion, and clear a lot of space in your cellar because, you know, once you get into it, you are going to need a lot of space. I do also have one or two odd ones, like a generic 2014 Margaux. And just one or two wines which will surprise me as time goes by, and I think, oh, I didn't realise I'd got that. Earlier this year, I opened a 2014 Centimillion, and that was perfect, like raspberry juice, really, really good for drinking now. And I caught it just right, I think, because you know, you can leave a bottle just a bit too long. Previously, I have drunk a 2007 Graves. It was brown, it looked like a really rank sherry. It was the biggest disappointment ever, I think. And another thing that I personally find rather disappointing is the Bordeaux Cru Bourgeois. I know a lot of people say it's a fantastic label for value, but for me personally, I've just found the wines to be extraordinarily dull, so I do tend to avoid Cru Bourgeois. A draft I find a fantastic vineyard like Chateau Gigolle, where they're just, you know, it's totally handcrafted. There's a very limited quality. If you get it, you get it.